we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. We are so thankful that you chose to make us part of your day today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading through my Facebook. I think it was my Facebook. No, it was a Charisma newsletter that I was getting, and I saw where there is an evangelist that was getting ready in July to have a what they were calling a Dominion Camp Meeting, and they were calling it the Refresh Dominion Camp Meeting. They even used the same type of logo that we were using on ours, and I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting. just want you to know, I didn't steal it from them. We've been doing this program for 2.5 years now. And we are thankful that you are tuning in. Today is going to be one of those messages that I share that is one of my favorite messages. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 9. We do want to take just a moment to invite you to be part of our vintage service today at 11 a.m. If you can't be there for that, we invite you to our Sunday services this week, Memorial Day weekend. And we have Jonathan Cashman and his wife that are going to be with us. They're going to be leading us in worship Sunday morning, and they're also going to be ministering the word. So we're going to be having a great day. We also want to say thank you to all of our military personnel out there. I know that this holiday is remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and gave their life for their country. And we do honor them for that. So we will, we say thank you to that. But several years ago, we raised money for a project. It's called the Warriors Bible Project. And, you know, I really find it odd that there is so much hostile pressure that is put on the military to get God out of the foxhole. I find that really selfish. I find it intellectually selfish. Let me not pull any punches. For people who are not on the battlefield to try and deprive people who are going into battle of hearing about Jesus just because it offends them when their life is not on the line. Listen, that may be one of their last opportunities when there is so much pressure being put on chaplains to be politically correct when actually they were positioned there to minister comfort and life to military personnel who were literally giving their final breath for their country. So we don't want to do that. We helped produce this project. It's called the Warrior Study Bible. It is a study Bible written by, and it's got study notes. It's a regular Bible, but it's got study notes in there that deal with things. It was written by military personnel for military personnel and their families. It deals with about issues like family separation due to deployment, PTSD. There are a lot of articles, and so I want to take this opportunity to speak to those who might be listening throughout the county. If you would like one of these Bibles, every one of our military personnel in our church, we've given one of these Bibles to, and we have I think about 14 of them or so that we have in our possession right now. If you are a military person, or you're the spouse of a military person, or you're the mom or the dad of a military person, and maybe they came back from battle and you just had a real difficult time relating to them, we would like to bless you absolutely free of charge, no strings attached whatsoever. We would like to bless you with one of these Bibles. And so if you could contact us at Merit Assembly of God, you can either reach us by phone at 321-454-4263, or you can email us at meritassembly.com, or you can email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can reach us via direct email at meritassembly.com, or you can reach us on Facebook. Any one of those things, Facebook / Merit Assembly of God, I believe is how you reach us on Facebook. By the way, we could use a few more likes on that page if you would like to follow us on there. We're trying to improve our Facebook communications and our website communications. That's one of the things we're working on this year. If one of these Bibles would be a blessing to you, or you know someone, listen, if you know people I don't know, I want them to know Jesus. And so any one of those things, maybe you've got a child or something that's serving, you want to give this to them, it will be a blessing in their life. And so we want to make that available to you. Contact us, come to the church, visit us in a service, and let us know. We would love to be a blessing in your life. So let's get into Isaiah chapter 9 today. And it says in verse number 1, it says, "Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her as distressed as when at first he lightly esteemed, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. In Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." And that's where we're going to stop the reading today. Today I want to talk to you about the land of Galilee. The land of Galilee, it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Today I want to talk to people who maybe you were born on the wrong side of the tracks, as they used to say. You know, the Assemblies of God, when it first started as a fellowship of churches, most of the time we were on what was considered the wrong side of the tracks. Now we are one of the fastest growing denominations around the world. We are one of the world's largest missions agencies, and we continue to grow domestically, and we are one of the few churches, few fellowships that is growing numerically here in the United States, and we're very thankful for that. We are growing even faster around the world because of our tremendous desire to partner with God in reaching the lost. We are very blessed, but we came from a place of rejection when people started hearing about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They said, "Well, we're going to give you the left foot of fellowship." And churches that pastors had been a part of, they kicked them out the door. And you know what? That was okay. That was okay. Because what happened was there was such a desire birthed in those people to win the lost, that it thrust us out into the marketplace and out into the community, and people became very entrepreneurial in their ministry, not in that that it was a business, or not that they were owners of it, but that they put everything they had into reaching the lost. And so if that meant that they were preaching on Sunday and they were working all during the week, They were more than glad to do that. People built orphanages around the world, and they gave their lives making sure that the poorest of the poor had the opportunity to hear of the goodness of God. Merit Assembly of God was one of the first Assembly of God churches in Central Brevard County. It's one of the first Pentecostal churches or charismatic churches in Central Brevard County. But we've always kind of been on the wrong side of the tracks. And so this message resonates with our church. It resonates with me when, You know, the first pastor that I worked for said, you are worthless and you'll never amount to anything in the ministry. It's a message that hits very close to home. And it's a message that lines up with the mission that God has given us of restoring value spiritually and relationally to people. So if you've ever been rejected, Isaiah chapter 9 is a great passage for you, because it says that in Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. I want to take you back to 1 Kings chapter 9. 1 Kings chapter 9 is where we're going to begin. And in verse number 10, this is Kings chapter 9, verse number 10. This is after Solomon has built his temple. And it says, now it happened at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, Hiram, the king of Tyre, had supplied Solomon with cedar and cypress and gold as much as he desired, that King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. Then Hiram went from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, but they did not please him. So he said, what kind of cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul, as they are to this day. Then Hiram sent the king 120 talents of gold. In verse number 11, or verse number 13, it says that when Hiram saw them, he gave them a different name. He called them the land of Kabul, and that literally means the land of good for nothing. When Hiram saw Galilee, he said, this land is not good for anything. Not good for anything at all. And you may have been told that you were good for nothing, that you would never amount to anything, that you were no longer necessary. If you might have been rejected by a spouse or a boss or academically, you may have been terminated, that your services were no longer required, that you were good for nothing any longer. And if that's the case, Isaiah chapter 9 has a tremendous message for you, because God begins to speak a different destiny, a different future, a different effectiveness, a different level of blessing upon them, because it says that the people in Galilee who have walked in darkness have seen a great light, have seen a great light. In John chapter 7, you will see that mindset of Hiram had carried over into the religious leadership of Israel at that time, because it said in verse number 45, then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, why have you not brought him? The officers answered, no man ever spoke like this man. Then the Pharisees answered them, are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed. Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? They answered and said to him, are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee. And everyone went to his own house. What they said was that the land of Galilee was so worthless that no prophet had ever come out of there. And as a result of what they had seen in the past, they dismissed any opportunity of God doing anything good in that region in the future. Here's what I declare over my life, over Merit Assembly of God, and over your life. My past does not dictate my future. The church's past does not dictate or place limitations on what God, by His Holy Spirit, is able to do. The presence of Jesus says that with Him, we can do all things. Without Him, we can do nothing. And so we are not going to live in the land of darkness. We're not going to walk in the land of darkness. We are going to see a great light, and it is going to change the destiny of Galilee. It's going to change my destiny. It's going to change your destiny, because you're going to see today that what others had rejected, that God said that He was going to use that as a launching pad, They said nothing good could ever come from that. God said that he was going to launch a supernatural transformation from that very spot, and it was going to change the world. In Psalm 118, it says, in verse number 22, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." You see, men's rejection does not equate to rejection by God. Just because you have been turned aside or rebuffed by some person does not mean that God has done that. Now, on the same hand, acceptance by men does not equate to acceptance by God. We need to make sure that we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, asked him to forgive us of our sins and empower us to live a holy and righteous life that God wants us to live. A couple of weeks ago, I was studying for my vintage service, and I was talking about righteousness, and in one of the Greek lexicons that I looked up, it had this definition of righteousness, and that was spiritual prosperity. That when you and I are righteous, we are going to prosper spiritually. And I tell you, there might be trillionaires, there might be billionaires, there might be millionaires in abundance. But what we really need in America are some righteous people. We need some righteous people who prosper not just economically, but spiritually. And everyone listening to my voice has that potential. Don't you want to walk in great light? Now, let me just tell you some things that that happened in Galilee that the religious leadership had no ability to stop. In John chapter 2, we're going to spend most of our time here in the Gospels the rest of the time here. John chapter 2 on verse number 1. "On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.' Jesus said to her, 'Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servants, 'Whatever he says to you, do it.' Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, 'Fill the water pots with water.' And they filled them to the brim, and he said to them, 'Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast.' And they took it, and when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to them, 'Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.'" Listen to this verse. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Do you recognize that what it says is that place that had been known as a worthless place, a place that was good for nothing, that it was a place where the religious leadership said there had never been a prophet that had come out of there, so they assumed a prophet never would come out of there. It was prophesied in Isaiah that this was a region that was known as for people who were walking in darkness, and it was the place where Jesus did his first miracle. Many, many of the miracles that Jesus did happened in Galilee. It says this beginning of signs. It didn't mean it was the only sign, that there were multiple signs, but this was the first one. He did it in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory. The initial spot, the geographic region where Jesus manifested his glory, was a place that people had said, that land is not good for anything. And so Do you? I want you, the next opportunity you have, look in a mirror. Look in a mirror, and I want you to declare this, that the glory, Jesus wants to manifest his glory in your life. If you have to point to your finger to the image in the mirror and say it out loud, say, Jesus wants to manifest his glory in your life. You are not good for nothing. You are created to manifest the glory of God. And so that was where the first miracle took place. It was the first of many miracles. Now, if you turn back to Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 26, I'm turning there myself, Matthew 26. And in verse number 30, it says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you, listen to this, to Galilee. I will go before you to Galilee. Jesus was not born in a palace. He was born in a manger. What some people would declare a worthless place, God described as the perfect place. It was a place where wise men went and they sought him out. It is a revered place, a holy site in Israel. And you know, the wonderful thing that happened after the resurrection, or after his crucifixion, was the resurrection. And before any of that ever happened, before the disciples ever were fully understanding what was going on, he said, I am going to journey on before you. I'm going to go on before you get there, and I am going to be in Galilee. Let me turn back there. I keep turning all sorts of pages today. He said, but after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. I will go before you to a place that people thought was worthless, but that's where I am going to show you my resurrected body. Hallelujah. You know what? We believe that Merit Assembly of God is a resurrected church, a resurrected church. Our first Sunday, we had 6 people besides my family. Our second Sunday, we had 5 people beside our family. The third Sunday, we had 4 people beside our family. Things were not looking good. It was just about as meager a start as you could imagine. The first year, you know, that was in December of 1992. In 1993, our total church income was $13,000. That's just about as close to not existing as you can possibly get. It was only because there was no rent to pay or anything like that, that we were able. Now listen, we had a building. It needed tremendous amounts of work done to it. We had a building, but that was it. But God began to do a great work. I tell you what, don't insult what God is in the process of restoring. A construction site never looks so catastrophic as it does when it's in process. The process is messy. But God says, you know what? When I'm done with the process, when I'm going to show you in Galilee, I'm going to show you what my resurrected, glorified body looks like, where doubts are erased and faith is built, where you are going to see me be able to come and go like you have never seen. I'm going to be able to walk through things that you've never seen me walk through. I'm going to show you many infallible proofs, and it's all going to start in Galilee. It's one thing to make a promise. It's another thing to fulfill that promise. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse number 8, well, let's start in verse number 5. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And so I just want to declare to you today that God has great things in store. He had a great light that he wanted the people of Galilee to see. And God said, if man won't do it, I will do it for you myself. I am so thankful that God is not limited by man's restrictions. He's not limited. He suffers none of the mental inhibitions that we do, where sometimes it's just so hard to comprehend that we can't wrap our hands around it or wrap our understanding around it. God says, man, I'm going to do great things in some of the darkest places. You may be going through a very difficult season right now. It may be so daunting a task or so dark a valley that you don't know that you're ever going to emerge from it. I want you to know that God is not just the God of the mountains. He is the God of the valleys as well. He is God when the sun is shining bright, and he is God when you can't see the sun for the clouds. God wants to manifest his glory in your life. Today, if you are still dealing with rejection issues or the challenges of life, and you think, "God, why couldn't you just place me in an easy spot? Here is my mindset." Now, you might call me a little weird. That's okay. People have called me that before. But I believe this, that some of the most difficult places are where some of the greatest treasures are found. I'm not here looking for easy in life. I'm not here looking to win low-hanging fruit. If you're here and you're going through real challenges, Jesus wants to manifest his glory in your life. Give your heart to him today. You will not regret it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."